Psalm 118, The Day of the Rejected Stone. Psalm 118 is not a quiet private prayer. It is a procession song, likely sung at the great feasts, and very likely among the last psalms on Jesus' lips before Gethsemane, Matthew 26:30. That changes the sound of it. This is not praise from a safe distance. It is praise walking toward sacrifice. The psalm begins and ends with a said, "The Lord's covenant love that endures forever." That repeated frame is not decoration. It is the theology of the whole poem, everything inside it. Distress, battle, discipline, gates, rejection, altar, must be read inside steadfast love. Even severe mercy is still mercy. One of the deepest lines is easy to miss. "Out of my distress" can carry the sense of a narrow place. The Lord answered with freedom, literally with broadness, a wide place. God's salvation is not always immediate escape, often it is expansion. He does not merely remove the wall around us, he gives breadth to a soul that fear had made small. The nations may still swarm like bees, but the greater danger is inward constriction, when anxiety shrinks our faith, our imagination, our obedience. The Lord answers by making room. Then comes a startling confession. "The Lord disciplined me severely, but did not hand me over to death." This psalm does not offer cheerful denial. It knows that God's faithfulness may wound before it heals. Protestant readers especially should linger here. Divine discipline is not the opposite of grace. It is one form of grace. As Hebrews 12 teaches, the Father refuses to leave us uncorrected. Luther loved this psalm and called it his own because he found in it not shallow triumph, but battered confidence. The centre of the psalm is the rejected stone becoming the cornerstone, Rosh Pinna, the head of the corner, the stone that sets the lines for the whole building. This is more than reversal. God does not simply rescue what men threw away. He makes the rejected thing the measure of everything else. In Christ, the one refused by the builders becomes the standard by which all human building is judged. The resurrection is not merely Jesus surviving our verdict. It is God overturning our architecture. That is why the line about "the day the Lord has made" is deeper than a slogan for a pleasant morning. In context, it is the day of divine vindication, the day the rejected stone is revealed as central. Christians rightly hear Easter in it. And verse 25 gives us Hosanna from the Hebrew Hoshiana, "Save now, please." Even our praise still contains a plea. The crowd on Palm Sunday did not only celebrate, they begged. True worship is never far from need. Verse 27 likely pictures a festal procession reaching the altar. Archaeologists have uncovered four horned altars in Israel, helping us see the scene. Joy moves toward atonement, so does the gospel. Suggested cross-references, Matthew 21:9-42, Acts 4:11, 1 Peter 2:6-7, Hebrews 12:10-11. Him. Christ is made the sure foundation. Prayer. Lord Jesus, rejected by men and chosen by God, widen the narrow places in us. Save us from trusting princes, crowds, or our own plans. Make us willing to be corrected, willing to be led, willing to be built around you. And on this day you have made, teach us to rejoice not lightly, but truly, at the altar of your mercy. Amen.